I mean, what is so exciting about this for me is that we are putting Columbia, downtown Columbia, on the map as a destination for national and international artists to want to come and play here. And I feel like that reputation is just getting stronger. And part of that is, our commitment is to putting on the best possible show that we can, because folks in the audience may not be able to tell the difference between this sound system or that sound system or this, but they'll feel it. You'll sense it. You know that when there's a higher level of production and a higher level of quality and professionalism brought to it, sometimes that can be the thing that makes it just a magical night.
Greetings from Columbia, Maryland, where we are recording Razzle Dazzle Radio, a show brought to you by Howard Community College. I'm Carolyn Kellerman, and I'm here with my co-host, Judy Templeton, and two music aficionados who will share all the options to enjoy concerts all summer long. Take it away, Judy, and introduce our first guest.
Thank you so much, Carolyn. I'm so honored to be able to introduce Ian Kennedy, and he defies description, but I shall try. So, he is the executive director of Meriwether Arts and Culture Center, but geez, he does so much more. And our wonderful Columbia is just coming alive with the arts, and everything is coming back in a big way. And there's Ian behind the scenes orchestrating all of that. So it's going to be a big summer, is what I hear. Summer 2024 at Meriwether and beyond. So start telling us what we can get excited for, Ian.
Well, I think the key headline that I have to share is it is going to be a summer jam-packed with events and performances all throughout downtown Columbia. Obviously people know a bit about the big concerts here at Meriwether Post Pavilion, and my organization with our partner, the operator here, they're the ones who put those shows on. But what you may not know about are all of the free and low-cost performances that are taking place, for instance, at Colorbrooks Park, at the lakefront, and even in spaces like the Encore. So I'll just jump right in and say, in particular for the Meriwether Arts and Culture Center, we've got two big series of free concerts that we're presenting and producing over the summer. The first is the Amped in the Park series in Colorbrooks Park. And for that one, we've got six dates, six amazing artists, many of them touring artists, one of whom, who's starting the season on June 6th, is a singer, guitar player, songwriter extraordinaire from Austin, Texas, by the name of Jackie Venson. And when I tell you that she is a phenomenal artist, I am not being hyperbolic. We found her through some relationships with agents that we have. She was going on tour. We were able to snag her for a date here in Columbia. And currently, she's in Australia playing a huge festival there. She's going to play the Monterey Jazz Festival later this summer, and she's going to be here in Columbia kicking off our Amped in the Park series. These are free concerts. They're 7 p.m. every other Thursday night starting June 6th. And let me just say that this is one of my favorite places to see a concert. It's got such a great community feel. You have the restaurants, you have families out having a good time. It's just a really nice environment there. So that's the Amped in the Park. Jackie Venson kicks it off, and then we'll have Nkula on June 20th, which is a reggae band out of Washington, D.C. After that, we have Doc Robinson, a band out of Columbus, Ohio. They play some roots rock, really kind of upbeat and really great music. And then another favorite of mine, this is an artist, a group we've been trying to get here in Columbia for like 18 months. We finally got their tour to match with our calendar, and it's a band called Damn Tall Buildings. And it's an interesting name, and we don't have that many tall buildings here in Columbia.
Right.
But they're out of Brooklyn, New York. It's a three-piece. They all sing, got a fiddle player, upright bass player, and an acoustic guitar. And it's a single mic setup, so it's sort of a classic, sort of bluegrassy feel. But the music they play is not traditional. It's acoustic, bass, upbeat, really an energetic and enthusiastic, folky, poppy, bluegrassy kind of music that, you can't help but stomp your feet.
Yeah.
And then after that, we round out the series with Dominique Fils-Aimé, who is a jazz singer out of Canada who has won multiple Juno Awards, which are the Grammys for Canada. And she's a tremendous vocalist. And then the final show, she's August 15th. The final show in that series is August 29th with Cumbia Heights, who are, that's an up-and-coming band out of Washington, D.C., that play a fusion of all sorts of Latin-inspired music that is just guaranteed to get you up and dancing and excited for another great night in Calaveras Park.
I have a question, Ian. What's the name of the series again? It sounded like ants.
Amped. A-M-P-E-D. So Amped Up. Amped in the Park.
Amped in
Perfect
the park.
Name for it.
I agree, because this is all music to get you amped up. Like I said, Judy, I know you've been to Colorburst for some of these shows. It's just a really great place to catch a concert. So
yeah.
If you
Oh,
haven't
you
been,
are so right.
Come out.
And the thing is, there's still families to come, and now there's so many places to eat. I'm not sure.
Exactly.
There's going to even be more by June, I believe, some other restaurants. So
one of the great things about the concerts there is you have people sitting on the lawn area. They've got their tables, their blankets. It's great. And then you have everyone hanging out in the restaurants with these outdoor seating areas, and they can get dinner, they can get drinks. And it really feels like, oh, this is a vibrant, lively place. And it's right here in Columbia. And, you know, a joke that I make is almost every outdoor seating area at restaurants in Howard County looks out over a parking lot. Here's one where you can look out over a park and get some live music. So it really is it's a tremendous atmosphere. And I'm so fortunate that we get to put these shows on there.
That's only one of the activities, though, because that's your Thursday night Amped in the Park. And as you said, that starts and goes right on through the summer, right?
Yep.
So,
That goes,
okay. So now
that
I know
goes to
there's more.
There is definitely more. And so this year is actually the first year that our organization is going to be producing events at the lakefront. And we're not just producing any of the events at the lakefront. We are, on behalf of the Columbia Festival of the Arts, the producer of the Lake Fest, the free annual weekend of live music and fine arts and kids' activities and amazing food. So June 14th through 16th, your summer starts here, as we've said for many years with Lake Fest. We have a lineup that is, frankly, just blows me away that we've been able to find some of these artists. On Friday night, we have Betty Smith coming from New York to headline. She has a super high energy band that plays a sort of blues, rock, funk, upbeat. It will definitely get the people dancing. And then on Saturday, we have an amazing artist out of Cuba, a hip hop artist named Tamari, who is making waves across the world with her performances and her focus on social justice and advocacy through her music. We also have local artists out of DC, Oh He Dead, which is an interesting name for a
Another
fantastic
one.
band. They are regulars at the 930 Club. They've sold that out many times. And now they're coming here to headline our Saturday night performance. This is three concerts of exceptionally talented musicians that are coming here right to our own backyard at that beautiful downtown Columbia lakefront. So that weekend is it. I am so excited to be spending sleepless nights between June 14th and June 16th, you know, there all day, doing all the things we have to do to put on these amazing performers. But this is what is so energizing about our work is, you know, even though these days are incredibly long and there's always stuff happening, there are problems to solve, there are issues to work through, it's energizing because at the end of the day, we get the opportunity to present some truly world-class artists here for free for our community. So I'm thrilled about Lake Fest. Couldn't be happier to take this Columbia institution and help to not only produce it this year, but hopefully to help bring it to the next level in terms of quality and experience for everyone. But that's not all we're doing at the Lakefront. We are also the producing partner of the Columbia Association's Lakefront Live series. So we have a series of five concerts that we're producing for the Columbia Association, including a Juneteenth concert on June 19th, with a really dynamic band out of Washington, D.C. called the DuPont Brass Band. We'll also have some local dance companies performing. We'll have other events and activations taking place. And then we also get to present the July 4th concert. So everyone's favorite fireworks in Columbia, legal fireworks, I should say, at the Columbia Lakefront. For the past few years, there have been performances prior to that. And this year, we are producing the performances on the stage. And we have a couple amazing acts for that, one of which is Big Joe and the Dynaflows, who are a blues-based band that really have some great energy. And then on top of that, headlining the show, we have a band called Quintipanis, which is just a really dynamic group of young and up-and-coming musicians who are, I think, going to not only just blow the community away, but they're really going to showcase residents and folks in our community who maybe don't get the chance to see themselves or hear their language and see folks like them on stage. So it's a really, we're trying to really create that melting pot of performances that reflects our community and what is best, frankly, about our country. So a great celebration for July 4th. We'll also have a handful of other shows at the lakefront that we're presenting, starting with June 1st, the Bone Shakers, and a really tremendous, iconic local artist who I know a lot of people know, Deanna Bogart. She'll be
Oh
sitting
boy.
in with the Bone Shakers and playing another one of these free shows to kick off our Lakefront Live series, and that's June 1st.
So you're taking over, so that your group now is taking over what has always been done otherwise down at the lakefront then. So you're doing
Yep.
all the concerts down there. So will there be ones like Thursday, Friday? I mean, some Saturdays, some Sundays, that kind of thing.
We'll do the ones that are part of the Lakefront Live series, and then they CA produces some of the other smaller ones. So the idea behind this Lakefront Live series, because see, there is programming at the Lakefront almost every night. Frankly,
Right.
there is programming between the Lakefront and Color Burst and some of these restaurants and businesses. There is truly always something happening. But
Yep.
the idea that we bring with our Lakefront Live performances is here is a series of performances that have an elevated level of production. So we bring in our crew, our production crew, who produce the shows that we put on here at Merriweather, who produce the shows at Color Burst Park. So it's a professional local stagehand union production crew. And then we bring in our focus with the Lakefront Live series really is, touring artists and folks that we can bring in as part of their routed tour to give our community a chance to hear from artists who are, not necessarily from the area, but who are making a living and making their way in the industry across this country. So, I mean, what is so exciting about this for me is that we are putting Columbia, downtown Columbia, on the map as a destination for national and international artists to want to come and play here. And I feel like that reputation is just getting stronger. And part of that is, our commitment is to putting on the best possible show that we can, because folks in the audience may not be able to tell the difference between this sound system or that sound system or this, but they'll feel it. You'll sense it. You know that when there's a higher level of production and a higher level of quality and professionalism brought to it, sometimes that can be the thing that makes it just a magical night.
For sure, and you are making the magic happen. So now here's what I got to know. How am I going to keep all this straight, Ian? I got to
I
find out,
know.
where are we going to look this all up? I mean, is there one clearinghouse information? Because as
Sure.
I told you, I'm a FOMO, so I don't want to, I got to get this all in. So help us out.
You can always follow the Merriweather Arts and Culture Center on any of your social media
Okay.
channels, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. We're always going to be promoting our shows. You'll be able to find the whole series on all of those channels. Howard County Tourism, the Office of Tourism, they have a website. It is Destination Downtown Columbia, Maryland. So if you just
No.
Google that, it has, and I actually just pulled it up, they have all of the events already listed on their site. And what I would recommend is go in there, plug in all of those into your calendar. And obviously, if something comes up and you can't make it, you can't make it. But knowing that it's in there just makes it that much more likely that you'll be able to attend.
Are there
And
still
like I said,
movies on Friday nights? Will they still see, is CA still showing movies on Friday night and dancing under the people tree? Okay. I don't want to miss
that
that.
will
Okay.
return. And we'll also, we've done movie nights here at Merriweather. And then we're also going to continue to do some teen-focused events here at Merriweather. So we have a teen night planned for June 22nd at Merriweather Post Pavilion. We will be doing trivia and probably doing some karaoke on the stage at Merriweather Post Pavilion. So this is a teen-focused program that is developed by our teen council. We produce, it is free to, you know, everyone between the ages of 13 and 19 in this community. We hope they come out. You know, this is a spot where they can feel like, hey, you don't have to worry about your parents or, you know, like, just come here, have time, and Merriweather has something for you that's free.
That is perfect, especially since you have teens in the house, right?
Oh, yes, I do. You know, the funny thing is, though, like, they're like, oh, well, that's a dad thing. You know, that, you know, kids, like, I'm like, hey, your dad runs the organization that owns Merriweather. And they're like, meh, you know, can you make me some popcorn? So.
On the subject of Merriweather, for those who can afford it and can still get tickets, are there any favorites that are bands that are coming that you don't want to miss?
I'm going to show my bias here.
Go ahead.
The artist who I think I am most excited about seeing is, well, it's a group called Tedeschi Trucks. Susan Tedeschi and Derek Trucks. They are actually a couple, husband and wife. Derek Trucks is the son of Butch Trucks, who was an Allman Brother, I think. I'm pretty sure. Phenomenal Southern rock blues. Derek Trucks is a guitarist who is unlike any other. He is just phenomenal. So I'm really excited about them. I am also really excited about a band called My Morning Jacket. They are playing with Nathaniel Rateliff. And My Morning Jacket, I've known about them for many, many years. I never saw them live until 2 years ago when they came here to Merriweather. And I was just completely blown away. So I'm really excited about that concert. And then I'd say the last one that I'm excited about, and I know a lot of people are excited about this one as well, is the All Things Go Music Festival that we've been presenting here at Merriweather now for the last few years. Tremendous lineup this year, just artists who are just of the highest caliber. What I love about this show most of all, though, is that the fan base, the folks who show up, they are really just great energy. They're all enthusiastic about being here. They're all generally pretty happy, go lucky. And it has a really sort of welcoming and inclusive vibe to it. And, you know, one of the things I love most about my job is that when we do these big concerts here at Merriweather, I'm not running the show. This is our operator. They're the professionals that are doing these really big concerts. I just get to come and I get to be a part of the community that's created each day at each concert, right? Because every concert has its own community that's created in real time. And I just love coming and just sort of being a part of it and basking in just the good feelings and the positive energy that come along with going to a concert. So I'm really lucky in that sense that I get to be a part of every community. And I'm just really thankful that I get to do these great concerts. And I also get to come to some great concerts where I don't have to do anything. We wouldn't be able to do as much as we're doing if we hadn't been building this organization here over the last few years. And we have a tremendous team who I am so thankful for. Dave Simmons, Sharnice Bowens, Megan Wills are the core team here at MAC. But then we also have contractors and partners, you know, who all sort of embody the same spirit and the same values of just wanting to build community through music.
Thank you.
Well, actually, on top of all that you've described, we did give a little promo for some other pieces of entertainment. And so Demetrian Gilbert is coming in to talk to us real quick. He's able to come in and tell us a little bit about what we can expect for summer fun over at the Offshore Collective and Encore and some of your partnering activities to keep us off the streets this summer. So what's going on? Thanks for joining us.
So many fun things this summer. Lots of great bands, some great tribute acts. We actually teamed up with an international company called Fever. They host events all over the world. They're a London-based company, and we teamed up with them. We're doing a Dining in the Dark series where you come in, you have a culinary experience, a multi-course culinary experience while you're blindfolded. So that's been a lot of fun. And then we also have a candlelight concert series that we're doing over in Encore. Yeah. And then the kickoff with the courtyard. And so outdoor dining is thriving already. And so that is active. And we have some fun pavilion events planned and some good collaborations with Downtown Columbia Partnership as far as music goes. So it's going to be a really, really exciting summer. Last summer, we were just getting open. So we were just kind of getting our footing ready. This summer, we're ready to do everything.
I'll say, oh my gosh. Well, like you said, Ian, I think anybody that's a FOMO better just move in to either Merriweather, put up your tent, and don't worry about it. Just go from one event to the other for sure. So that is just amazing how many things. So tell us, I want to hear about the blindfolded dinner. Okay. The last time I was blindfolded, I was playing Spin the Bottle. So I'm trying to. How does that work?
Basically, you come in, you're seated, and the host gives you like a little bit of instructions, and then you're blindfolded. And you have a 3-course meal. You're able to order drinks as well. And when we're serving the food, we kind of just lay out where everything is on the plate so people can feel around. And it's fun because there's different menus available and people share. And you just get to try because, you know, you're blindfolded. So you have to use your sense of smell more. Your taste is enhanced. You're hearing people around you trying to figure things out. And you're not given the menu ahead of time. So you're not told what you're having until after you've already eaten that course.
Well, that is unique. I'll tell you, don't we have it all here in Columbia? So are you having any outdoor events? I'm assuming, you know, with your fabulous outdoor seating, which of course will be packed with the Columbia Festival that Ian is telling us about. So are there any specific activities there that you could talk about?
We have some plans for a crab feast, kind of mini festival, mini music festival, and then some other surprises coming along later in the summer. And then, of course, 4th of July is always, you know, a blast on the lakefront. So plenty of activity. Exactly. Yes.
What would you say is your favorite concert at the Encore coming? Give us one that's pretty exciting that you think we should not miss.
Oh, wow. Okay. The next thing I'm excited about, we have a candlelight concert series that I was talking about earlier. On June 20th, we're actually doing a candlelight concert tribute to Aretha Franklin.
Excited about that. Let's put that on the calendar for sure. I love that. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. That is fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Thank you for just hopping in here because we really wanted to hear about some of your events.
Absolutely.
We can just completely make sure that we've given all the events that we can possibly say. And so we have run out of time, but Ian, you are a one-man wrecking crew, I am telling you. And I love that your roots are in Columbia, that you came up here as a musician, that you have raised your family here, and that you continue to make this the special place that we all are here to love. And oh my gosh, you got to go over to Offshore and you got to go over to Encore. You have to see Dimension and you have to find out all that's going on over there. Carolyn, this has been so much fun. I'm just all overwhelmed. I don't know if I'm going to get all this on my calendar. So thank you to Dragon Podcast and Howard Community College for your continued partnership. Don't forget to check out our previous episodes at Razzle Dazzle with Carolyn and Judy. podbean.com. We're also on Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts. So until next time, Judy Templeton and my co-host Carolyn Kellerman, it's Razzle Dazzle Radio. Get out there this summer.